This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, December 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Most farmers pleased to hear the Trump administration's plans to offer financial assistance to crop farmers who continue to face tremendous economic headwinds. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland says they are grateful for the help, but still need a better economic environment in order to survive.
It's far from making us whole from the losses that we've incurred this year. Our economist says that we've lost on average $109 an acre on soybeans here in 2025. Best we can figure, this is roughly going to be about a quarter taken care of by the economic bridge program that was announced.
Ragland says they and other commodity organizations may be back in the halls of Congress in search of additional assistance.
Definitely, it's a possibility to look at all those options, Jeff. The blood is running pretty freely in a lot of our operations. We're deep in the red of economic losses, and the American farmer needs to be viable and needs to survive through this. I mean, we're on the verge of the farm crisis of my lifetime, of my career.
Ragland says farmers prefer legislative and regulatory action that can bring better opportunities from the marketplace.
We need far more to come from somewhere. The cash flow on our farms is tight. Working capital is the lowest it's been in years. On our farms across the country, we have significant financial commitments that need to be met as we wrap up 2025, and 2026 is right around the corner, and we look at record high input prices and just our cost of production as a whole. We're getting down to where it's hard to squeeze blood out of a turnip. We desperately need revenue and cash flow.
USDA officials said yesterday that a farmer's exact financial assistance won't be known until later this month, and checks not available until next year.
We'll just have to make decisions to delay purchases. That relationship with your banker is going to be important because many of our farmers are facing having to refinance, having to term out operating notes. And there's folks that need operating notes now that haven't needed them in years as well, because no matter what position you're in on your farm, this has been a drain on revenue and working capital. We need to change the paradigm here going into the next year, because this is not sustainable long term.
Both the National Corn Growers Association and the American Soybean Association have called on the Trump administration to pull the trigger on regulations that could immediately grow demand for crops from renewable fuels.
Right up at the top is getting the renewable volume obligations finalized for 2026, 7, and 8. We have rampant uncertainty right now everywhere you look, both domestically and abroad, on the demand side for soybeans. Getting that rule finalized, and the number was very healthy. It was a big increase over what we've had here in recent years. Also, the 45Z tax credit is a great opportunity. Just rules that are awaiting final approval from the administration. They've been through the comment process. They've been vetted. It's just time to get them done.
Finally, Ragland says that it is frustrating to see the goal line being moved with China and their pledged purchases of U.S. soybeans.
It seemed very clear when this agreement was announced what the dates were. It very much gives the impression that we're somehow kicking the can down the road and not holding the Chinese accountable to meet their obligations, keep their word, and do this trade that's good for both of our countries. And we would like to see the administration be very aggressive in holding them accountable, because we desperately need this market as American soybean farmers. Another year like we face this year would many of us out of business.
Finally, the USDA WASDE report today lowered corn carry to 2.02 billion bushels and left soy and wheat unchanged. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 9th through 14th in Anaheim, California. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register today at annualconvention.fb.org. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.